Did you play any R&B bands in Houston when you were in Houston in the 50s?
I played at the El Dorado. I was a house drummer there. I took the original drummer was G.T. Hogan, and then the other drummer took his place that played with Bud Powell. Richie Goldberg. I took Richie Goldberg's place. I was there. I joined that band probably in 54, the middle of 54. And I played with Pluma Davis. And then I played with another trombone player there in Houston. It was Horace Silver's classmate. He was from Stamford, Connecticut. They played in the same band. If you read the Horace Silver book, though, he talks about Jimmy Harrison. Jimmy went to college at Wilberforce. You know who his classmates were. Frank Foster. And a trumpet player. I don't know if you know anything about Freeman Lee. Mm-hmm. He did those prestige dates with Elmo Hope and Frank Foster.
Okay.
It's a rare album, very rare. Those were his classmates, Freeman Lee and Frank Foster. Now, Freeman played, great bebop player. But there were so many great bebop players that were basically unknown by the public. Miles was like a country boy in comparison to those trumpet boys. And so was Kenny Dorham. And that was another trumpet player from Houston, too. He just died 4 or 5 years ago. He made one prestige album with Horace Silver, Kenny Clarke, Percy Heath. It was a quartet day. He played in the Al Gray band, played in the Dizzy Gillespie band. Never got a big name either. He played in the Pluma Davis band too with me. And there was another trumpet player. Are you familiar with John Browning? Mm-hmm. John Browning was band director for B.B. King's band. He played with us too. And then I played in John Browning's quintet also. He was the alto player, the trumpet, alto, piano, drums, and bass. But John Browning sounded a lot like a cross between Kenny Dorham and Miles Davis. All of B.B. King's band players were good bebop players. Jimmy Merritt. Mm-hmm. You familiar with Jimmy? Mm-hmm. I met him in 49, like I was telling you. His drummer was Ted Curry, mm-hmm, from Newark, New Jersey. He sounded like Kenny Clarke. He had another drummer. He always used two drummers. Ted was his road manager, drove the bus sometimes, and he had a drummer from Los Angeles named Johnny Marshall, the real bebop drummer. He played. He was married to the tenor player in the Sweethearts of Rhythm, and I can't think of her name offhand. Very good bebop player too. All these guys were bebop players. Mm-hmm. All the guys in practically every rhythm and blues band.
Can you tell me more about the rhythm and blues scene in Houston when you were living there?
It was closely tied into the bebop scene because Don Wilkerson, I knew Don very well. He used to play with him. And that was another tenor player that nobody knows nothing about, never even talked about, but was one of the top tenor players in town. His name was A.D. Norris. Mm-hmm. You ever hear of him? That was Sonny Rollins' classmate in New York. He moved to Houston to live with his grandmother. They stayed in a three-story house in a very exclusive area right off of Dowling Street, but going I don't know if it's east or west, but they had nice neighborhoods there. I stayed right off Dowling Street, too. I stayed with a family that had gorgeous homes there then, you know, very well kept. The neighborhoods were just absolutely gorgeous, upper middle class. But his name was A.D. Norris. Sounded like Sonny Rollins. Mm-hmm. We made rhythm and blues records together at Duke or Peacock. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if he played tenor solo, I changed the rhythm and swing in back of him because he sounded just like early Sonny Rollins, the squeaks and everything. And then that was another tenor player, Johnny Fontenot, and that was another tenor player that played in Conrad Johnson's band. I can't think of his name. But it was just I live right next door, the door to Arnett Carr. I live right next door to him. There were a lot of drummers there, too. G.T. Holden, Joel Curtis, a guy that moved to New Orleans. I can't even get a lot of technique. I know a lot of good musicians. Paul Jr. went to the West Coast drummer. I picked his first drum kit out for him because his father played in Pluma Davis's band. I think I was about 17 and his son was about 12. So he told me to pick out a drum kit for him. But Carl Ott Sr., I think he played in the Jimmy Lunsford band. But he was a good, steady bass player, sort of like Milt Hinton or something. Mm-hmm. But he was flexible. A piano player. Nobody knows about him, and it's a, pardon the expression, it's a fucking sin. There's a piano player in Houston named Perry Deal. You ever hear Perry? Mm-hmm. Think of it. He used to wear an overcoat in the summer. Well, he thought like Monk. Uh-huh. It was a cross between Monk and Bud Powell. He was one of the most creative piano players to come out of Houston. I've asked a lot of musicians if they... He died early, though, too. It wasn't drugs or anything, but he lived right down the street from the El Dorado Ballroom. I used to go by his house, and I used to talk to his parents and everything, because my father's pharmacy teacher lived in that same neighborhood years ago. My father went to school in Nashville, but he lived in Houston. I think that was his advisor though in pharmacy, you know. But Perry Deal was the closest I can think of would be Newhall Labels. Reminded me of Newhall. A little bit larger. Wasn't fat at all, but just stouter and about the same color as Monk. Mm-hmm. But beautiful personality, can play, a very good bebop player, very good bebop player. And he's a very creative guy. Stayed at home with his mother and stuff, you know. He was probably the baddest piano player in Houston. Now, I lived around the corner from Joe Sample's brother. Played with the Earl Bostic band after Wynton Kelly. He was badder than Joe, much badder than Joe. I'm trying to think of his name. He never married. Real light-skinned guy. Real big, though. Very handsome guy. And he must not have been that old because I was at Texas Southern. I finished at 19, so I was about 17. He must have been maybe 25 or something like that. But Joe Sample, Alexander Sample, that was his piano player. He was next to Perry Deal. Those were the bad cats. Don Wilkerson and Johnny Fontenot and you ever hear of a tenor player named Richard Lilly, Dickie Boy? That was Billy Harper's teacher.
Where was bebop being played in Houston at that point? Everywhere.
It was being played at Club Matinee. It was being played at Club Ebony. A lot of bebop played. El Dorado. Yeah. Real bebop. Yeah. Yeah. You had great players because all the bands were passing through here, too.